Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. Lots of news developing tonight, important news, and we have a triple program on top of it. So that's why we're starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I've been trying to start at 7 p.m. Eastern time the last few days. I didn't succeed because somehow my life has gotten programmed into me starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time, but I'll get there and we will do the permanent move to 7 p.m. Eastern time. But tonight I had no choice because we have our regular show right now. We'll be talking about the news. Then we have the private Patreon hangout. James will be talking about the Crucible debate, and he's going to be asking questions about what he's been getting away from the evolution debate with Richard Spencer. And then, so the private Patreon hangout will be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern time, Forex Shark paid in Bitcoin for me to host a commentary stream on UFC 278. This is in 3 hours from now. Usman versus Edwards. I don't know these guys. I think I may have seen a couple of matches from Usman, but I've been too disconnected from the UFC to really know these guys. Luke Rockhold, of course, I know. He's quite the fighter. He doesn't give up. However, I think he's been weakened relatively recently and has been losing matches. Jose Aldo, I know. But a lot of these people, the other people, I don't know at all. But it's going to be interesting to discover these fighters because I used to watch every single UFC, but I don't anymore. So live commentary tonight. Of course, I will not be streaming the UFC stream itself. You're going to have to find it on your own. But if you want Papa JF's professional hosting voice to tell you what is happening on screen, I will be there and will be chilling tonight. So triple program. A news concerning, a dramatic news concerning a next guest of the show. Alexander Dugin had been giving us the pleasure of visiting us on the public space back in the days. His daughter seems to have been the target of a terrorist attempt, assassination attempt that was successful on his daughter. There was just an explosion in Moscow. She was driving a car that Alexander Dugin was supposed to be in. However, Alexander Dugin, along the way of this travel, had switched car for unknown reasons, probably just random reasons. And his daughter appears to have been to have ended up being targeted by the explosion, the bomb. It seems like it was some kind of a bomb on the car. The car was functional, and then suddenly, boom, explodes. It seems that, although, you know, a lot of remains to be confirmed, but the rumor on the internet is that Daria Dugina, the daughter of Alexander Dugin, who is the author of The Fourth Political Theory, a very pro-Russian, a thinker who is trying to give an intellectual legitimacy to the Russian position in the world. And there is speculation on this particular article that it could be CIA, Ukraine. My God, I'm going to have to start being careful with where I do my shopping because I'm now 1 degree off from someone who may have been just assassinated by the CIA. It's a guy I spoke to, and he was targeted by a bomb. I don't think I'm targeted at this point, but it's very sad that people who are strictly intellectuals would get targeted as part of concerns around war and around support for Russia. It's absolutely disgusting. Landolt Guntram says, Usman super dangerous, probably as always. Edwards looks like having some special attributes he could exploit, but not familiar with his performance. Web Phoenix sends a super chat. He says, I imagine you were a big fan of Georges St-Pierre. Of course, GSP is the greatest of all time. He has defined mixed martial art. My God, was it spectacular to see this guy. this guy at a time when everyone was coming with a specialty in MMA. You know, you had judo, you had jiu-jitsu people, you had wrestlers, you had boxers, kickboxers. But Georges St. Pierre was the true son of MMA. He was the only one who mastered so many of these things in parallel. It was as spectacular to see a win by Georges St. Pierre on a punch, on a Superman punch, than it was to see him ground and pound and reach full mount. There was something absolutely fantastic and holistic about the fighting of Georges St. Pierre, which in my view has not even been recovered since then. It's not that people are not trained today in MMA to the kind of holistic approach of Georges St. Pierre, but I think something in MMA since Georges is gone, something has went back to punching games or wrestling games. And it's either or sometimes, depending on the pairing. But with Georges St. Pierre, you were excited at his kick, and then you were excited that he would then take down the adversary, and then you were excited that he would try to pull some mounting position, some wrestling. Georges St. Pierre was the true MMA representative, and he still is in my heart. Lendald says, Russian Telegram players confirm the victim is Daria Dugina. IG Security says, Dugin asked you to consider the concept of Dazein when you interviewed him. Did you get around to that? I don't remember him asking about this. Dazein, what is even this? It's a German word that means being there or present, and is often translated into English with the word existence. It is a fundamental concept in the existential philosophy of Martin Heidegger. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm an existentialist. I hadn't looked it up, but yeah, existence is important. But ultimately, it's important because it is the root of biology. I think ultimately what matters in existence is biology. Gad Saad has been banned, has been blocked by Sam Harris on YouTube, on Twitter. Oh my, was it because of this clip? There goes my chance of ever being in good standing in a revamped IDW. Shabbat Shalom. So there is a great friction between the thinkers of the IDW, Sam Harris not wanting to speak with Brett Weinstein, Sam Harris blocking Gad Saad. Of course, Gad Saad is worth blocking. He's such a clown and he's such an uninteresting thinker, but he was not blocked because he's an uninteresting thinker. He was blocked because he has a critique of Sam Harris that is very much in line with mine, so I agree with Gad Saad on this. Sam Harris, pathological and dangerous Trump-based consequentialism. So you cannot say I'm going to abandon all my principles because I think that Trump is so bad that we need to fight him at all costs. You cannot abandon truth. You cannot start lying to people. People will eventually lose trust in your institutions, in your journalism, and rightfully so. The news that I titled with, Groyper arrested for terrorism and child porn charges. So he is a graduate of in the area of San Antonio of Wagner High School. He has ties to the extremist incel movement, and he has been charged after threatening mass violence at a Turning Point USA student group summit. A graduate has been charged in a federal anti-terrorism investigation after allegedly making online posts that the FBI claims show he was planning to attack a conservative student group in Florida. people were looking at his picture, and he seems like a Hispanic, or maybe partly Hispanic, partly Asian, I don't know, but he has a Hispanic name. And people were saying, that is a groper. Well, yeah, I mean, the leader of the groper is Hispanic. So don't be surprised if young Hispanic men pump up the numbers of Nick Fuentes. He is a Hispanic, an Afro-American Hispanic. He is part African. Is this good optics, says DK Shadow? Well, it's what it's the problem of pursuing optics. When you play the game of optics, you play a game of guilt by association. And here's a guy who was more associated to Nick Fuentes than me, and he was planning to do a shooting. And on top of it's not any shooting. It's a shooting at TP USA. Or some kind of maybe explosion. I don't know exactly what were the tools he was planning to use. But TP USA has been the main target of the Groypers for trolling. And so you troll, and then your fans are like, okay, I'm tired of the trolling. And out of 10,000 people who listen to you, one of them may very well be capable and willing to do violence. So, the story is that he made a threat on the internet that was repeating the wording of the incel, what was his name? Rogers. You'll remember Rogers wanted to seek revenge against all these females who had rejected him, so he started killing anyone who was beautiful and quarterback looking, like a graduate of blah blah blah. Federal anti-terrorism agents claim Alejandro Richard Velasquez Gomez, who turns 19 on Friday, made a credible threat against participants of the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in Tampa, and that he aimed to go to Florida to carry it out in late July. So he has posted something saying July 22 is the day of retribution, the day I will have revenge against all of humanity, which all of you will pay for my suffering. And of course, as the FBI often does, they catch you on a side point, which is they ended up inspecting his phone and stuff, and he had child pornography on his phone or computer. The child pornography is three different images, so it doesn't look like a massive collection. But so what is the circumstance in which he was downloading this? It kind of doesn't matter. He's going to be found guilty if it is proved that he had clicked to have them on his hard drive. So, can he be found guilty with the threat? He may be arguing that it was some kind of imitation of Elliot Rogers, perhaps for artistic purposes, but it is a crime to make. They call it threatening interstate communications, and it is also a crime to be put in possession of child pornography. DK Shadow says, was it sexting? No, it was actually child pornography produced by pedophiles. The kind of it's not a friend of his that happened to be young that sent him anything. It was really the kind of thing you find on the internet for these pedophiles. Web Phoenix sends a super chat. He says, "But JF, I thought America First was going to be the prime example of good optics." And he says, I don't remember anyone in the alt-right being arrested for child porn and terroristic threats. Exactly. There's plenty of people in the alt-right getting arrested for, say, protesting and getting arrested for defending themselves from an Antifa attack. But we have not reached this point and in the alt-right. And Nick Fuentes yet keeps associating with these people, thinking somehow that he's going to look better. The optics war has been lost by Nick Fuentes. it's been lost the minute he started talking about the subject he's talking about. So it's not worth pursuing. And it's going to get worse because there's so much attention turned toward Nick that at this point they will actually see this movement with whatever they need to get this kind of result. So there's going to be agents framing these people, grooming these young guys. And in this case, he had bought a plane ticket that was sending him to the TP USA event in Tampa, Florida on July 22nd. And the night before he canceled his travel, didn't take the plane. So I think that the FBI basically had totally... they had control of this guy in the sense that they knew he was going there. They were expecting to arrest him. He decided to not go there because he got scared. Maybe he chickened out. And then the FBI was disappointed, but they still arrested him. So basically, they let him perhaps take the plane to see if he was going to do it, to try to catch him. And they didn't get the chance because he chickened out at the last moment. But I'm pretty sure they knew about the threat before. Half of companies planning layoffs or hiring freezes. A concerning survey of 700 U.S. executives reveals that half of them are either actively reducing headcount or plan to, while 52% have implemented hiring freezes. The survey conducted last month also found that more than 40% of executives are rescinding job offers, while a similar amount are reducing or eliminating sign-on bonuses that were all the rage amid the tight job market just months ago. Yeah, I knew this was unsustainable. The whole idea of giving a lot of money to your employees, it's never been the case. It's always gotten worse across the last four decades. How would we suddenly have the means to pay employees large salaries? It was really a last-ditch attempt for some companies at surviving, but it's not going to be viable. So we'll go back to a market of undesirability of employees and low salaries and people not even being able to pay their basic expenses with their salaries. Twitter warns employees their bonuses may be cut in half. Is that the end of Twitter? Twitter is reporting $344 million loss in its net operating budget. Twitter warned employees on Friday that their annual bonuses may be cut in half due to the company's financial performance and economic uncertainty. The news come amid a legal battle with Elon Musk to complete a $44 billion sale. And after reporting declining quarterly revenues last month for the first time since 2020, swinging the company to a net operating loss of $344 million, advertisers who generate most of Twitter revenue have been skittish as economic fears over the war in Ukraine tamp down spending, and Mr. Musk's acquisition bid generates uncertainty about the company's future. I love that that Twitter is getting squeezed. So it's either Elon Musk is forced to buy it or decides to buy it, and then they are saved, and then we're going to get some free speech. I don't know to which extent it will work. Or Twitter will crash on its own. It's increasingly unviable. War Criminals says, JF only talk about guilt of association if you believe in optics, which Nick used to. Yeah, so some people are accusing me of making a guilt by association argument in the case of this groper with respect to Nick Fuentes. But I'm holding Nick Fuentes to his own standard. Nick Fuentes has said, I need to dissociate from JF because he's not optical. And so I'm merely joking here. And I know that I don't believe in guilt by association. But if you go out there on the public space and you start saying, JF sucks, I need to dissociate myself from him because he's too weird, he's not up to call, he speaks with David Duke, it's not good for our movement, and I want to develop a movement that is optics-based, well, I'm going to hold you to your own standards. Bad optics today, Nick Ferentes. Bad optics yesterday, bad optics 2 days ago, bad optics 2 years ago, bad optics since the very moment you started claiming that you were pursuing optics. I called you out on your lies because you're lying to a bunch of young, naive males. These young, naive males, they're 18 years old, they think, all right, this guy looks good. It's the right way to go. We're going to be successful in some kind of political movement. And when they find out that they're being deceived, you get the kind of thing that we have here. A griper goes on his own and starts making terroristic action because they were promised that change was available. See, they were lied to by Nick. They are promised that change is available. When change doesn't come and they see the whole system is drifting away from their grasp, then they think about violence as the solution. Errol says, his audience is tiny now, lol. Is it? I've never followed what happened to Nick Ferentes. He only gets 5,000 or 6,000 views on each show. Oh, well, he's still bigger than me, but yeah, I mean, it has to hit this whole censorship that targets us. It has to eventually have its effect. Target just went from great to bad to ugly, but the worst may be over. Yeah, Target has been reporting a 90% drop in profits. That's after reporting a 40% drop in profits, so it's quite enormous. Target is a place that, yeah, I would go there when I was in the US. There was a Target and there were some practical things that you can buy there. But there are Target style shopping centers that have failed. Zellers, Sears, they have shown that this kind of shopping center where you can get a little bit of everything, but it's not the necessary stuff, eventually they fail. And perhaps the fate of Target is the same as Zellers. It's just not essential enough. And the solution seems to be Walmart. Walmart focuses on the essential and the food. And then they have a little section for clothes, but they are not sections that dominate the shopping experience. But since I'm in Canada, of course, in Canada, I don't know that we have Targets. Maybe we have some in big towns, but certainly not in distant areas. So Target has been out of my life. John Drake says, Target tried to enter Canada a few years back and failed epically. War Criminal says, when Kmart was going out of business, I bought so many useful things for less than half of their original price in clearance sales. It was amazing. Kmart. Yeah, I remember Kmart. We had a Zellers in St. Jerome, and the Zellers eventually became a Kmart, and the Kmart bankrupted. So it was fun to see basically different attempts at this style of shopping, and every time ending up in failure. They were saying on the CNN article that Target had great success during the pandemic because they had a whole format of, don't enter the shopping center, delivery at the car. They were apparently successful with this, but I don't think these companies and people in general realize how this kind of experience, the kind of get an employee of Target to go shop for you and bring it to you in your car, that's not super efficient. And I think that when they charge you the $7, $12 fee, to do this, I think they're not even entering in the money. In the sense, I think they lose a little bit of money because you have to pay a guy that just goes around the target, puts things in the basket, brings them to you. This is complicated and it's not efficient. I think that Walmart has the right approach, which is dump more responsibilities on the customer, get the customer to self-checkout. But that's the contrary of self-checkout. It's like my employee will do everything, including putting the items in the basket, selecting them for you, and bringing them to your car. And there are all sorts of imperfections in the system. You end up, oh, we didn't have quite that piece of meat. Do you want this other piece of meat, or do you want me to remove it? Oh, okay, I'll scan it to remove it. It's not practical and it's highly costly. And so it may have worked for a while people were scared of COVID, but I don't think it's viable long term. And it inflates your number while actually increasing enormously your cost because you have employees that are just doing this all day, being fed high salaries, well, high, small salaries overall, but it's a big cost for what they're doing. Covey Killer Clown says, Jeff, people love that shit. Is there really a fee? They pay people shit. Well, when I did these things when I was a young adult, I did experiment with these as they were coming out, and there was a fee for me. But I was dealing with a grocery store in Quebec. I don't know if there's a fee for the Target. Maybe there's none. Here I Am Online says, can Andy Warski ever recover from his current steroid addiction? I don't know. I don't know. AIDS, the ways of AIDS are incomprehensible. And when you get this virus, things change, your perspective of the world change. And I think that one day Andy Warski will get an AIDS kick. It will shake him to his core, and perhaps he will change his attitude for the rest of his life. CNN boss warns unsettled staff to prepare for more changes. The CNN crew is getting cleaned out, and I love it. That's because they have great difficulty having the ratings, the kind of ratings that would be required to justify their salaries. So they have big names, like they had the guy that they fired yesterday. I mean, I've already forgotten his name. Holy shit. Stelter, Brian Stelter. So they have Brian Stelter. It costs a lot, but Brian Stelter pulls audiences like a third-tier Fox News anchor in the morning. Like it's so it's very hard to maintain a company like this unless you can inflame the public discourse so much that you end up having people who are like millionaires and billionaires who are super anti-Trump, and they're like, okay, I'm gonna pay, I'm gonna send you money, keep it up. But as long as you don't have Trump and you are not in this super polarized political domain, you cannot operate CNN. Covey Killer Clown has sent super chats on Entropy. Thank you so much for supporting the show. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, you can either use Entropy, the link is in the description below, as Covey Clown just did, or you can use Odyssey. The dollar button is under the regular chat on Odyssey, and Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. He says, good evening, JF. Did you see Aaron Ra on Jesse D. Peterson? Aaron Ra has so much white guilt. Maybe give it a quick analyze. Thanks again. And then he says, I love self-checkout for some reason. I just don't know why. I love it. I know why. It's because you are saving a human interaction. You are excluding one more human interaction from your day, and all of the slowdowns that are involved. Some of these cashier, they're all about, wellness as they work, and they're like, oh, hi, isn't it beautiful outside? How are you doing today? And that's not the kind of cashier I want. And it's kind of a shotgun in the dark whether you're going to get that kind of cashier who takes her time passing your items one by one. And, oh, what is this? Is this Swiss chard or is this fennel? It's like, I don't want to have to educate a low salary Walmart cashier on an every week basis on what is the difference between a fucking green Swiss chard and a fennel. So self-checkout is awesome. Aaron Ra, I haven't heard of this Jesse Lee Peterson Aaron Ra appearance. Aaron Ra, Jesse Lee Peterson. Okay, well, it's a 1 hour appearance, so I won't review it tonight, but I'll be keeping it on my bookmarks and I'll watch it tonight after I'm done doing the triple program. As a reminder for those who weren't here, we're doing a short regular show. We end at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Then at 8:30, we have the Patreon hangout. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have my UFC 278 commentary. Pro Trump wins in blue states, leaves moderates skeptical of a red wave. Some Democrats have attempted to make Trump the main focus of midterm races. Some Republicans are expressing concern that pro-Trump candidates in blue states, where the party has typically found success with more moderate candidates, could hurt the chances of large GOP gains in Congress and state houses this November. I think it's not going to be a problem. I think we are still headed toward a red wave. I hope so. Just out of frustration of the current state of the economy. Normally, the economy always wins. It's the economy stupid. That's what Bill Clinton was reminding himself. And Democrats fail when they care poorly about the economy. Lindahl says, Aaron Ra is still around. You would expect characters like that to self-combust rather quickly. I'm sure he's still around. You know, this kind of guy doesn't give up easily. And yes, I would love to speak to Aaron Ra. Isn't he kind of aware of biology? Isn't he kind of a biologist? You should read The Revolutionary Phenotype anyway. Whether you're a biologist or not, you should read TRP and we should have a discussion, Aaron Ra. Isn't he some kind of specialist of molecular biology or something? What does he do in life? Investors have now spent $5 billion pursuing the holy grail of energy. In 2035, it is expected that France will be starting a nuclear fusion reactor that may become the first nuclear fusion reactor that will be energetically net positive. So they have a new technique to manage the magnets that keep the plasma in the air. And it costs much less electricity. So they think that they're going to be able to get some output, some positive output, instead of being a cost, an overall cost to maintain the fusion reaction. I'm extremely enthusiastic about fusion, because if we can master it, the fuel for fusion is super simple. It's not like you have to mine uranium or pump oil. You can put some rather crappy amounts of matter in a fusion reactor, and it provides a lot of energy. So I hope we master it. Kovi Clown says, Aaron Ra is a woke turd and doesn't like race realism. I know he doesn't. I'd love to talk to him. He's still a rational guy. I guess I could get to him in some form. I could convince him of something. Lockdown effects could now be killing more people than COVID. A new report based on official figures from the UK Office for National Statistics asserts that the effects of lockdown may now be killing more people than COVID. The Telegraph understands that the Department of Health has ordered an investigation into the figures amid concern that the deaths are linked to delays to and deferment of treatment for conditions such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. We had reached these conclusions very early in the US and Canada. This whole paranoia around COVID had kept people from going to seek legitimate treatment for other diseases that they had. So that is what we're seeing here. And I see that Forex Shark has sent me the amount needed for me to buy a UFC ticket. And so I've already bought the UFC ticket for 10 p.m. Eastern time. I have to close the show soon because I want to get prepared for the two other shows tonight. Liz Cheney rips into Republican voters' leadership as very sick after landslide primary loss. Representative Liz Cheney lost her primary election and she's now complaining. She says that large portions of the Republican Party is very sick in an interview recapping her failed bid to stay in office. Well, what's the inevitable conclusion for people like Liz Cheney? It's not that there are large swaths of the Republican Party which are very sick. It's that you are due to switch to the party of the warmongers and the party of the elite and the party of the intelligence community. And which party is that? That's the Democrats. Everything that you're feeling in terms of the lack of fitness of the Republican Party for you is actually inverted. It's that you are unfit to represent the people in the Republican Party, because while the Republican Party was invaded by intelligence, CIA-type interests back in the days, it is no more. It is now the party that is least penetrated by these interests, and the Democrat Party is now the principal party of the New World Order. So just do what you have to do. Present yourself as part of the Democrat Party. FBI unit leading Mar-a-Lago probe earlier ran the discredited Trump-Russia investigation. So we learn here that the people, the very same people, were the ones pursuing the Trump-Russia investigation. And now they're pursuing Trump has documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. That's not random. It's basically because this team is the particular tool of persecution for Trump. It's an extremist part of the FBI that is designed to attack people like Trump. Gary Busey faces sex charges in New Jersey. Gary Busey, known for his role in the Buddy Holly story, attended a Monster Mania convention in August. Listen, Gary Busey, really too bad. I think this guy is kind of funny, but you can see in his face that there's something wrong. And that something is, I believe he got a motorcycle accident, if I remember correctly. And he has been acting weirdly, speaking weirdly since then. And it's been forever. I mean, he continued his career while being this kind of weird brain damage type of guy. But the kind of brain damage I'm afraid that he's been having since the motorcycle accident is the kind of brain damage that can deteriorate into you becoming an insane criminal. And he has all of the behaviors that you would expect from someone who's progressively becoming a prefrontal deprived individual with low morality, high insulting, high aggression, kind of demented kind of behavior. And so I don't want to assume that he's guilty, but Chuck Garrity says the brain damage actually lifted his career. Yes, that's it's exactly what happened. And you know, I remember his appearance in The Apprentice of Trump. And he was kind of crazy, you know, the brain damage. I don't know if it was some kind of excuse for him to be crazy, or if it's actual result of the accident. But in any case, a guy with this kind of personality as a result of brain damage, it wouldn't be surprising that he would be kind of aggressive in his sexual life. He's 78. Take it, relax. At 78, Gary, you've given enough. You've given enough. But at the same time, we're talking about third degree, fourth degree criminal sexual contact. What is that? Fourth degree. Fourth degree, like, first degree is intentional rape. Second degree is maybe the guy, maybe the girl is drunk and maybe you don't know, but you haven't asked. Fourth degree. What is it? He grabbed the ass. That could very well be something like this. But grabbing asses would be exactly what the kind of behavior I expect from the kind of half-demented, semi-psychopath, brain damage type. UN report finally acknowledges China's forced labor programs. Leave it to the United Nations to wait several years before pointing out the blatantly obvious. With their overt obsession with climate change, one has to wonder how they find any time to address real problems in the world, including state-sanctioned slavery. Perhaps they stalled for so long because the nation in question is China. Okay, well, nothing major here, but recognition of some basic facts that everyone knows. The country is supplying the EV lithium rush, with both the demand and cost of lithium rising dramatically over the last few months, and forecast to do so into the future. This infographic from Statista's Martin Armstrong takes a look at the countries which mine the most of the metal and where the largest reserves are held. Australia, wow, that may be what saves Australia. Australia is the biggest provider of lithium. Chile is doing good, China doing good, Argentina, Brazil, Zimbabwe, Portugal. Well, if we force ourselves to buy electric vehicles, the economy of these countries will be artificially propped up. They're going to sell lithium at high prices. And eventually, perhaps the Australian dollar can be worth something. Restaurants in lockdown loving high crime cities still reeling while others thrive. More than 2.5 years after the COVID-19 pandemic reached America, there's an enormous divide among America's restaurant markets. In deep blue cities that embrace lockdowns, the number of diners is still far below pre-pandemic level. They have traumatized their population. They have scared them. They have developed laws that force them to become independent of restaurants. And so now they're independent. Not a bad thing, but at the same time, it's disgusting that this is done to honest businessmen who have gotten involved in a business for which there was demand, and the demand was artificially stricken out. Kovi Killer Clown says, JF, China has an electric which changes the battery. 5 minutes, wait time, Elon, better change his model. I don't know about this. I would have to read about it. I have never been informed of this. Is there really a charging the battery 5 minutes? That seems like a very short time. If they can do this, that would be awesome. Yeah, here I am online says, but then it explodes. Yeah, I'd like to know what's the catch here. I feel that there's a catch. There's always a catch with fucking batteries. They're some of the most vicious beings on Earth. Batteries and meerkats. Holy shit. You want to stay away from them. All right, guys. I'm closing the show because we have a triple program tonight. In 45 minutes from now at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we're doing the private Patreon and Subscribestar Hangout. Subscribe at the $20 level. We're going to talk about the Crucible debate in detail. What were the good arguments, the bad, and what James think about all this. And then I will see you back here on the Odyssey channel at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the UFC 278.